conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, Loretta, good day begin for you. If this is the way it begins, with blue skies, sun is out, hooray for Tuesday, the 17th of September. Is it a good day? It will be what you make it. It will be what you have or hold in your head. Some of you upset because of the Navy Yard shooting. Some of you upset because of what's going on in Syria. Some of you upset because of Obamacare. Okay, so you want to be upset? Help yourself. Do your thing. There's nothing that I can do, or Ken Kessler, or anybody else who normally is associated with this radio program or any other radio program. It's not our job to change your point of view on things. You help yourself to where you are. Are you happy about being angry? And is being angry about things that are happening in the world going to fix any of those things? Probably not. Keeping ahead of the curve when it comes to opinions and thoughts, what do you know about things, conditions? I think especially when it comes to Obamacare and the idea of a government shutdown, there's more in this for us, for you, individually, than any of these other things. The Navy Yard shooting is a spectacle. And the fellow who perpetrated it is dead, and unfortunately 12 others are as well. And that's it. There's nothing else that comes of that, except perhaps an overview, once again, of how government contractors are hired, who supervises them, and how does somebody like this get into a base with all these guns? That's a discussion that has value. A discussion of gun control is a waste of your time and mine, so it will not occur on this program at this time, because it goes no place and doesn't speak to the basic issue. The people who say guns don't kill people, people kill people. Yeah, that's relevant here. So what's this guy doing on this base? He apparently has had plenty, Kenny, of warning signs that made him appear to be not very stable. Wouldn't you say, by most objective accounts, this guy had no business being on this base?
Yeah, no business being on this base. And I don't know what his arrest record
was. Or owning guns, as far as that's concerned.
I know that there were at least two incidents in the last few years, one where he shot through the ceiling of his apartment, excuse me, at the neighbor upstairs because her music was too loud.
Yeah.
And when he was in Seattle, he was angry at somebody and shot out one of their tires. And I would think either of those cases is a good argument for losing your guns.
Yeah. Excellent argument for losing your guns and for not being hired to work on a government installation.
Yeah, that in, too.
Institution, yeah. 888-302-3684. Okay, so that's the overview of the Navy Yard shooting. As far as Syria is concerned, what can you say that hasn't been said? Any number of ways. The UN report yesterday confirming that rockets loaded with sarin gas were used in the attack on Damascus. Chemical weapons have been used in the ongoing conflict between the parties in the Syrian Arab Republic, so says the report. Duh. We already knew that. So what do we need them for, to tell us that? The question still comes as to what to do with the chemical weaponry. And the question comes on whether Assad stays in power. And the question comes on whether that's the business of the United States of America and its people. That will continue to be a discussion. Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day Show. Anything there, Kenny, that sheds light on our feelings about Syria? There's nothing new here.
Not really anything new. Thomas says, let's be honest, Obama had nothing to do with the initiation of diplomacy. It was a lucky fluke for all of us. And Luke says, if North Korea gets food and aid by threatening to launch, do you think now they think that they'll get more if they really do launch?
That's an interesting thought. I always appreciate your thoughts on these things. 888-302-3684. And as far as the government shutdown is concerned, with regard to Obamacare, are the Republicans who want to do this on the right page? Yes or no? I think we've had some comment on that, too. And I mean, that's a bottom line sort of thing as well. The question always comes, and appropriately so, as to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and how it is so rampant in the government. And I've heard some callers in the last hour, we had some people who just really are right when it comes to the focus on how can you run something as big as the government without a budget? Hasn't been a budget. Was it 7 years? Is that what Ron Johnson told us? 7 years. How do you run something? No wonder, in part, we're in such deep doo-doo because nobody really knows what's going on. And you find that all the time whenever we have these various incidents where people start looking around in government and say they see all of this this waste. I have a person in my community who is running for a congressional seat that was left open by Ed Markey, who became the senator from Massachusetts. And the first thing she said, I went to one of her fundraisers to listen to what she had to say. I've had connections and conversation with her in the past, but I wanted to hear what she had to say. First thing she said is, we have to restore the cuts that came about as a result of the sequester. Right away, you lost my vote. Right then and there, you lost my vote. Why do we have to put 2% of the budget? I think part of the ongoing resolution is to cut a point off. What is it, every year, take a percentage, 1% off? It seems to me that's part of the, until you get a budget, that's a way of dealing with the waste, the fraud, the corruption, and abuse. Find it. Cut it out. You find a lot of people, and I think that was one of the things, there was some anger connected to the Navy Yard shooting. I'd heard somebody say that they lost two paydays a month or something because the government says, we're not going to pay you. They don't go for the real root cause of the overspending. They cut out people who are doing something. Although there are plenty of people that work for the government, you know it and I know it. If you've been in the service, you've seen it. If you work for any government agency, you see it. There's all kinds of overlay, people on top of people on top of people. And what are they doing? Nothing. So you know that there is a way for us to cut spending and to do it dramatically. But is the way to do it to shut down the government because of Obamacare? I think that's the discussion, and it's a good one to have. So reply, if you will, 888-302-3684, email, and Twitter and Facebook is always a way for us to exchange our intellectual juices here. Speaking of the juices, may I help you with your problem of thinning hair? How many people listening right now, raise your hands, have hair that is thinner today than it was, let's say, a year ago? Your hands are all up, right? Yep. Okay. So you understand what I'm talking about and why, if you are annoyed or embarrassed with this, listening to the next 60 seconds on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, perhaps you will find that the product I'm going to talk to you about, it's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is something that will help your scalp. That's really where the problem is, your scalp. The pores on your scalp are plugged, and they need to unplug. So what you do is you apply Provia. Well, first you got to get it, and that's what I'm going to tell you in just a minute, how to get it. And then when you apply it, it cleanses the pores, opens them up again, hair starts growing. And there's an ingredient in Provia that thickens the hair that you have left on your head. So it makes things look better than they look right now. So instantly you're going to look better, no matter whether you have treated or colored hair or just your natural look. And if your hair has been thinning, this is what you really should do. Call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. And mention Doug Steffen. You get a free month supply of Provia after the regular, I think it's a 4 month supply. It's in the initial order. You also would get rush shipping. And there is a gift that they send you as well with your order. So help yourself to Provia. Stands on its own. Works so well. Your hair comes back. Men and women will be very happy to see their hair coming back. I know that. And that's why you'll send me a note and say, hey, Doug, thanks for telling us about Provia. You can get it by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319.
Kim is in a rush, and a large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news.
Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
All right, one of the reasons we call this the Good Day Program, we, I, us, you, if you're a follower of what's going on here, is the attention we pay to some of the sidelight stories that are good, make you feel warm. One of the headlines posted at the Doug Steffen Good Day website today is the story of a homeless man from Boston who police say turned in a backpack containing tens of thousands of dollars in cash and traveler's checks. And even if he were desperate, he said he wouldn't have kept... Well, he was desperate. It's interesting. He's homeless, and he said, I'm not desperate, but even if I were, I wouldn't have kept the money. Police Commissioner honored Glenn James, giving him a special citation, thanking him for an extraordinary show of character and honesty. Mr. James said in a handwritten statement he gave out at a news conference that he was happy to make sure the bag and its contents were returned to the owner. He worked as a Boston courthouse employee at one point in time, found the backpack at a mall, and this was on Saturday night, flagged down a police officer, handed it over to him, $2,400 in cash, $40,000 in traveler's checks, Chinese passports and other papers there, and he did the right thing. So, there you go. There's the good news story for this part of Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Moolah, moolah. Dire Straits, number one song during this week in 1985. For the reference back to that terrific story about the homeless man in Boston who turned in that backpack to police with $2,400 in cash and $40,000 in traveler's checks. That is something to be acknowledged, it seems to me, as we acknowledge things that are going on around all of us and talk about them as well. At 888-302-3684, the portion of the program where we find ourselves now is the review stand, sort of an audio review stand. The late night shows that have the monologue, we enjoy most of the time what many of these fellas have to say. Where are the women doing this? Well, we'll get to that. Hold on. First, Conan O'Brien, then Jay Leno, then Jimmy Fallon.
Bill Gates, good news for him. Bill Gates has reclaimed his title of world's wealthiest man. He's the richest guy in the world again, yeah. Yeah, good for him. So I'm guessing he'll probably be getting the new iPhone 5S. He was waiting. He was just waiting to see.
I wonder if when he reclaims it, if he can feel it, if he's just like, I'm the richest again.
Yeah.
And the California legislature has approved a bill allowing driver's licenses for illegals.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You thought the Home Depot parking lot was crowded before. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I got a better idea. Instead of giving them new licenses, let's take away the licenses from people like Dina Lowe and Lamar Odom. Give them those licenses, okay? I mean, they couldn't drive any worse.
2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. They're just around the corner. And get this, Russia has apparently asked Cher to perform at the Games. If there's one thing that'll keep gay people out of your country, it's holding a free Cher concert. Good idea, good thinking. Someone's messing with Putin, dude. Someone's messing with him. Actually, though, Cher says that she turned down Russia's invitation to perform because of the government's anti-gay laws. Russia said, no big deal. They'll just move on to their second choice, Liza Minnelli. And that will be fun when Liza's there.
Okay. So, Jimmy Fallon, Jay Leno, Conan O'Brien. Ellen DeGeneres, on her program yesterday, had a laugh or two with the audience about the misuse of the word literally.
I gotta say, you are literally my favorite audience ever. And I'm not one of those people who misuses the word literally. You know people like that? They'll say stuff like, it was so funny, I literally laughed my butt off. And then you check, and their butt is still there. They did not literally laugh their butt off. So many people have been using that word wrong that they've changed the meaning of it in the dictionary. Did you know this? This is from the dictionary. Okay, the first definition, which is the definition, in a literal manner or sense, exactly. Now, because of people using it wrong, there's a new definition that says something that's not literally true. Opposite of literally. That literally makes no sense, and I literally have no idea what I'm talking about anymore.
All right, so there's Ellen DeGeneres. Our video of the day today will give you a start, maybe a chuckle. It is Dennis Rodman. Well, it isn't. There's a commercial that was just released. It's already getting a lot of controversial overview from a lot of people who don't think it's funny. It's from Wonderful Pistachios. Features Dennis Rodman and a Kim Jong-un look-alike. My friend Tom Likas has a term that he uses on his program, Blow Me Up Tom. That may help you to understand what goes on in this video. Our poll today, what do you think of the commercial? So after you see the commercial, take the poll at DougStephan.com. Why not? 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can you tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. Do you think it was a shrewd or a silly decision for MSNBC to have hired actor Alec Baldwin to host a 10p Friday night talk show?
He's a personable, bright, talented guy. You said actors sometimes don't do well in this sort of a venue, though. So he may not just, you know, for reasons that have nothing to do with his intelligence or anything else, he may just not hit it off. We'll have to see.
But Alec Baldwin's a friend of mine. I loathe his politics, but he's a charming, charming, personable, talented person. But Ron is right. It's a skill set to do. You do hard outs and you know, all the technical stuff you have to do on television and do all the briefing. I've had a political discussion with Alec, and he does stream of consciousness. That's not made for TV.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tuesday, the 17th of September, and your voice can be heard, ought to be heard, if you've got something important to say. How about I pass along a 2020 news quiz? There is a new meaning in terms of the economy for MSG. We all know that MSG applies to what you put into Chinese food, right? Isn't that MSG? Whatever, it's monosodium glutamate, if I remember correctly. So now there is a new reference, a new meaning, or if you want to use those letters, MSG, put a word with them to describe in, fairly accurate terms, what's going on in the economy. Do you know what MSG means in an economic sense? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize if you can figure out what MSG means. Think about it. What sounds right, what maybe looks right, will be right. MSG as it applies to the economy. 888-302-3684. If you want to go to Facebook.com, that's okay too. Kenny will take your guesses, your answer. Facebook.com/Good Day Show or 888-302-DOUG. What does the term MSG, those letters, stand for when it comes to the economy? A description of the economy, which is pretty apt, actually, I think, when you get right down to it. And you'll think that, too, I believe, if you pay attention to the next 4 or 5 minutes. We'll get the answer by 20 minutes before the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us shortly after that with an overview of the success or lack thereof to negative advertising for smoking. I think we talked last week. He admitted he was a smoker. I was sort of surprised to hear that. Anyway, there are a lot of different things going on in the world, medically and otherwise, and we're here to talk about them. The overview of late-breaking news here, stories that are being talked about today. The gunman who got into the Navy Yard, how did he do that? He had a valid pass. This was a high-security installation. He got guns in there, and he killed 12 people, and then he was killed. How does this happen will be the question. The question will get asked, but it won't get answered by anybody because there isn't anybody who will stand up and take responsibility for it. Another example on top of example on top of example on top of example of the government being too big and the inability that we have to control what goes on in any number of these installations. There's no management. If there were, this guy would never have gotten onto that base. Never. 888-302-3684 comments. There were two sides, apparently, to this fellow. Aaron Alexis, his name, a convert to Buddhism. But he had a very bad temper, and his run-ins with police are well documented. So again, I ask the question, what's he doing working in a high-security Navy Yard in our nation's capital, not far from the buildings of power? The system of cables and pulleys that were used to winch the Costa Concordia from the reef off of Italy, where it ran aground last year, worked perfectly. Have you seen some of the pictures of this in the night light? Very cool. The ship upright, so now they tow it to a dock where it'll get cut up for scrap. But yesterday people were amazed. This thing has cost $400+ million just to get the operation going, and may cost another several $100 million before they can cut the thing up. Good Lord. Is that the captain went to jail, Kenny, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, I don't think they've had a trial yet, but no. But they did take
you
it.
Don't
away.
Need a trial, just put him in jail. All right, let's see, what else do we have here? There is, in the United Nations, some doubt. The UN inspectors have shades of doubt, they say. Evidence of the deadly chemical weapons attack last month could have been manipulated in the neighborhoods by the rebels. So there still is a wonder, and I wonder if that makes you wonder. I wonder. I'm wondering. Under the circumstances, and would this all be fixed if Assad were just tried for international crimes, war crimes? Isn't that what happened to Gaddafi? What happened to Gaddafi?
He was captured by the rebels.
Gaddafi was captured by the rebels, yeah.
Yeah.
And then did he die or he's executed or something?
Didn't they hang him?
I think they did hang him.
Yeah. They did something bad and permanent to him.
Yeah. Right. 888-302-3684. Okay. So let's see if we can figure out what you think MSG means when it comes to the economy. All right, let's try Bob, who's living and working and being in Memphis, listening to KWAM. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Good Day. Yeah. Where'd Bob go? Bob ain't there. Okay, so Mike is in Helena, Montana. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir. How are things there?
Well, pretty good. I just left the hospital getting some stitches removed, so I'm off to Minnesota to play golf.
Why did you go to the hospital at 4 o'clock in the morning to get stitches removed?
Well, I wanted to get them removed yesterday, but they said it was too early. So they said, come in just before I go get on the plane. I says, okay, whatever.
So the emergency room at 4 a.m. is staffed with wonderful people who are good at taking, what do they call those, sutures, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sort of, yeah, the young man that took him out was pretty comical, and it was a good time, a good way to start your day. And
There you go. A good time was had by all. It's always fun to get stitches out. I thought that's one of the funniest things that ever happened to me, too. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Are you going to play golf? Where are you playing?
Up by St. Cloud. There's a place called the Pines and then another little course up there. And so.
All right, well, have fun.
So it's going to be fun.
Good. What does MSG refer to in terms of the economy?
Well, my thoughts would be minimal sustained growth.
Well, you get one of the three words, right? You're on the right track. Anyway, thanks. Chris is in Manchester, New Hampshire, listening to Good Day. Hi, Chris.
Hi, good morning.
Morning to you, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you for asking. What does MSG mean?
Moderate slow growth.
I'm going to give you I'm going to give it to you. Moderately sluggish growth, but sluggish and slow would be considered by Roger's thesaurus to be synonyms, I think. Right?
Great.
Would you agree? Slow and sluggish?
I would agree.
Yes, you would. I'm sure you would. So you get the swell prize. So what are you off to doing this time of the morning?
I'm commuting to work this morning.
And where do you work?
I work in Peabody, Massachusetts, at an electronics distributor.
So do you drive, take the bus? How do you get down there? It's about a half.
I drive. I drive about an hour.
Is it an hour to Peabody?
Yes, it is from Manchester, New Hampshire.
I would have thought that it was. I live in Framingham. And so
that's a little longer when traffic's moving like it is.
I suppose, yeah. At this point in the morning, coming down, what is it, 93?
Yeah,
that would be, that's a drudge.
it's an ugly ride.
I wouldn't want to take every morning, I'll tell you that. All right, well,
I don't either.
I'll see if I can help you out a little bit there. Hold on just a second, Chris. Thank you for listening. And we'll take care of you with a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. In a moment, prize-winning Dr. Ron Hoffman, he probably has. I'm going to ask him that. He's got to have won at least one prize in his career.
At some point.
Yeah, exactly. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, Jennifer will not be back here until a week from next Monday. I thought it was next Monday, it was the 27th. Man, she's been gone a long time. But she's done great things, and she'll report on that and be a great, for those of you who are new, we have anywhere from 19 to 24 new stations this week because of the demise of one of our competitors. And so we're happy to have everybody in paying close attention to what's going on and getting a little different slant on what the news of the day is. Hopefully you appreciate it and approve and are sticking around. 888-302-3684, always to be in touch, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. So Ron talks to us about his medical prizes, amongst other things, and important medical news that's breaking. We'll have that for you in just a moment on the Good Day program.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to listen very carefully today because there was a survey taken, and this is exactly what resulted. 41% of the respondents said that the outcome is controlled by a user's subconscious. 37% said it was controlled by spirits, and 14% feared that it was under the influence of demonic spirits. And by the way, what is this thing? It tells your future. It is, of course, the Ouija board. The Ouija board is the one that people responded to this way. You know how it works. So the question really becomes your subconscious. Because your subconscious not only controls the Ouija board, it controls who you are and what you do. Get in touch with your subconscious. Make it part of your conscience. And make sure you always act positive. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want. But I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting, ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com/Westward promo or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit Grainger.com/Westward promo for details.
No, he could use for music to introduce Dr. Ron Hoffman. His website is drhoffman.com. So we'll talk about your health and well-being, adjustments, et cetera, et cetera. Do you have a favorite song that we could use? Do you have on your radio program that's on WOR, do you have a theme? It's got to be some
good kind morning.
Of,
not really. Maybe help me, please, doctor. I'm damaged.
Michael, see if you can find that. Help me, doctor. Help me, Ron. No, let's see. Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor. Help me, doctor. Maybe we can get a twist on that. At any rate, we were just talking about you. If you didn't hear us, I figured you had to have won any number of medical achievement awards. Have you?
Well, I've enjoyed some honors. I've served on a lot of important medical boards. I've been president of ACAM, which is the American College for Advancement in Medicine, which is the largest integrative doctors organization in the United States. So I guess, to some extent, I guess I've had some accolades.
Yeah, well, you deserve them, and that's how you've done well on the radio, and that's why people pay attention to you, and that's actually why you are here. One of the things that is medically important this week is a study about healthy eating, exercise, stress reduction not only reverses some diseases, it may actually slow down the aging process at the genetic level, according to research that was reported yesterday afternoon. The lifestyle changes affect the telomeres, T-E-L-O-M-E-R-E-S. What are those?
Well, one analogy, it's kind of a nice way of describing what those are, is, you know, we have DNA in our cells. These are strands of molecules that provide information, like genetic codes. So these long strands of DNA, give us our ability to replicate cells and repair things. And these strands, you know, like shoelaces that don't have those little tips on the end, they tend to unravel with age. The tips are telomeres. Telomeres actually prevent the DNA from disintegrating and unraveling. And if you've got longer telomeres or better tips on your DNA, it's more likely that you'll transmit vital information to your body so that your cells can keep replicating. And if not, game over.
Huh. And it's desirable. I always thought I wanted longer telomeres. Now I know
why.
Oh,
yeah, definitely.
Under the circumstances. All right, so in this report, basically, it is based on men and prostate cancer patients, shows surprising results. Men who switched to a vegan diet, added exercise, and stress reduction had longer telomeres. And so, I mean, when you think about this, it's back to common sense. Now, there was something else that came out, I think, earlier, well, it wasn't this week, I guess it was last week, about youngsters, and we seem to be sort of stemming the tide of obesity because, suddenly parents have decided that it's good to have their children exercise, and they're pushing for programs for phys ed to be put back into the schools. Is there any common sense? Why is that something that needs to be studied?
Well, we're not sure if this is going to be an ongoing trend, but it is encouraging. You know, every year the news got worse and worse and worse. We're seeing more and more kids who are obese to the point where, you know, it's starting to become an epidemic. There's been a little bit of a pullback, but we have to just make sure that, you know, the next time the study comes out, and these studies aren't done that often. It's not like they're done every year. They're so big and hard to do that you do them every 5 years, 10 years, that we see a trend line. But, you know, hopefully, you know, because of the public awareness of the problems with obesity and some of the efforts, including efforts by the First Lady, you know, got to give her credit,
for
pointing things out. We're paying more attention to this, and maybe the message is getting out to parents that, kids, we got to do something about this before kids get too fat, too sedentary, eat the wrong foods. But coming back to this thing with the telomeres, actually some other things have been shown to be helpful for lengthening the telomeres. You've got red wine, in particular an ingredient called resveratrol, which is the thing that makes red wine taste good. And then vitamins actually have been shown to lengthen telomeres too. And one study, just taking a multivitamin, has been shown to lengthen telomeres. So, you know, a lot of things may help.
Wine and vitamins. There you go, folks.
The breakfast of with some red wine.
That's right. Breakfast of Champions. Dr. Ron Hoffman here. Website to go to for lots of medical information and updates. DrDrHoffman.com with two F's. Thanks, Ron, for being here.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Last few days of summertime. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day. Say goodbye to summer week and welcome in fall. It's beautiful, clear where I am this morning on my farm in suburban Boston. It's just a neat, nice, crisp, clear day. Enjoy it. Hopefully it'll be good wherever you are. I think the rain is dissipating somewhat up and down Interstate 25, Colorado, down south to Texas. Let's hope, keep our fingers crossed for the people that have gone through horror and hell out there. Meanwhile, let's get into Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here to begin with, talking about a way for Time Warner and its customers to eliminate the need for a cable box to watch cable TV. This sounds pretty interesting. Let's get the update in a moment here from Shelley Palmer on Good Day.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, did you ever wish you could get rid of your cable box altogether and just watch everything through one device? If you're a Time Warner Cable customer, you may soon be able to do just that. Time Warner Cable knows that many of its customers hate set-top boxes, so the company's working to make your life set-top box free. Now, Time Warner Cable customers can already stream live TV through devices like Xbox 360 and Roku, but these devices are secondary units and require a Time Warner Cable box in the house. Now the company's working on ways to make boxes like Roku your primary device and eliminate cable boxes altogether. You'd still have to subscribe to Time Warner Cable for both TV and internet so that they could verify you're watching TV and paying for it. And of course, it's a way off in the future, so don't expect anything for a while. But if you hate set-top boxes and want them out of your life altogether, Time Warner Cable's trying to grant your wish. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I'm proud I don't have a car payment. I'm proud my car's at 250,000 miles. I'm proud my car is still going strong, while many of my friends had to buy newer models. I'm proud I made the choice to use Quaker State Defy. Because I did, I'm proud I'll be driving my car for a long time to come.
Quaker State Defy stops up to 98% of future engine wear, so you can keep driving based on Sequence 4A wear test.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. here. I helped the 72 Corvette defy time. Find out how you can win it at QuakerState.com.
Whether milk or dark chocolate, most Americans love, 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 love a sweet indulgence. And like a great tasting meal, there are a few crucial elements to creating a chocolate experience that's truly unparalleled. Here's Chanel Caraway with some more information for you to chew on.
Celebrity chef Curtis Stone knows a thing or two about taste. And as a culinary expert and chocolate lover, Stone has teamed up with Lent Chocolate for the Taste the Difference campaign, educating people about elevating taste experiences, whether they're making a cup of coffee, incorporating innovative ingredients into a recipe, or enjoying chocolate.
As a chef, quality ingredients and passion are critical for making dishes that wow. I'm teaming up with Lent Chocolate to share some tips and highlights how passion, quality, and expertise create the world's finest products, like Lent Premium Chocolate.
Stone says that attention to detail is paramount when crafting an unforgettable taste experience.
Just like I do when I'm in the kitchen, Lent controls every step of the chocolate making process. Very few chocolate makers can still claim this level of control. But the result is delicious products that offers chocolate beyond compare.
To watch the videos featuring Stone and to receive a special Lent offer so you can taste the difference, visit the Lent Facebook page. That's Lifestyles from Lent.
All right, let's think about what's happened in recent months as cyber attacks have rattled a lot of corporate security executives, including the highly publicized shutdown of the New York Times website. Remember that? Brian Osich finds out perhaps the best way to help prevent a future attack is by working together. Let's listen to this. Maybe we'll gain some strong insight into how this maybe happened, and so you can eliminate the problem from happening at your place of business.
Many multi-stage cyber attacks consist of experts and specialists working together to infiltrate an organization. The main goal? Access sensitive data and other confidential business information. HP's Art Gilliland says now's the time to start looking at the situation from the perspective of our adversaries so we can more effectively respond.
Enterprises today aren't really facing a single attacker. They're facing a well-organized, well-funded adversary marketplace. So to succeed in thwarting those kinds of attacks, you really need to partner. And you need a partner who can provide end-to-end security with enhanced threat intelligence.
These companies will band together by sharing targeted intelligence confidentially to create a unified industry defense.
HP can help organizations to evolve their approach to information security by helping them disrupt the adversary, helping them more effectively manage risk and compliance, and by extending their security capabilities.
For more information, log on to HP.com. That's Technology Now from HP.
The raising of this Costa Concordia, there's some great info on it. If you go to DougStephan.com, you can see some of the video and some of the operational.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.